I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, October 17th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a fire was reported last week at New Cooperative's mill in Litterdale. That fire was reported in the feed tower at approximately 9:53 a.m. Thursday morning. Firefighters were forced to climb the approximately 140-foot-tall tower to extinguish that fire. No injuries, fortunately, were reported. At number 9, the Carroll Police Department responded to two car accidents on Tuesday morning. The drivers involved avoided injury. Full details on that crash and all others can be found at 1380kcim.com. At number 8, a Crawford County producer was fined for failure to comply with manure management requirements. Malachi Schrader was fined for not updating his plans with the DNR for the recently purchased site near Schleswig. He was fined $3,500. And ordered to file the required documents within 30 days of the original order. At number 7, a 4-year-old Carroll boy inspired a successful fundraiser and awareness campaign. Tanner Willie and his parents raised nearly $1,300 for the St. Anthony Regional Hospital speech therapy program. Tanner was diagnosed with childhood apraxia, which makes it difficult for him to make accurate movements while speaking. The money will be used to purchase new toys and games for the department. At number 6, the Carroll Police Chief and CCSD Transportation Director are responding to a rash of school bus violations. Transportation Director Jeff Cullen says they've averaged about 2 violations per week since school started, with as many as 4 reported in a single day. Passing a bus may seem harmless, but it can result in serious injuries or death for children as they make their way to and from school. Not to mention, drivers can lose their license and face harsh penalties if caught. And buses are equipped with cameras, so please stop for stopped buses before tragedy happens. At number 5, 2 people were charged with public intoxication in separate incidents last weekend. 55-year-old Dr. Michelle Ackerson of Fort Dodge and 56-year-old Douglas Harms of Carroll were both arrested. Their blood alcohol contents were 0.153 and 0.250 at the time of their arrests, respectively. At number 4, the staff's quick response helped avoid injuries during a Monday morning fire at New Opportunities. The staff and children at Carroll County Head Start needed to evacuate the building Monday morning after a fire ignited in the facility's kitchen. No injuries were reported, but there was extensive smoke damage to the interior. At number 3, a Glidden man was uninjured when a grain wagon got stuck on tracks and then hit by a train. 56-year-old Douglas Halber was hauling those grain wagons near Ralston when one got stuck on the tracks when a wheel came off. An oncoming train hit the wagon, destroying it. Damage to the train was estimated at $10,000. At number 2, a Carroll man was thrown from a tractor in a Tuesday accident north of town. 81-year-old Robert Lenz was traveling on 150th Street in an open cab tractor when he was struck from behind by a pickup truck driven by 19-year-old Nicholas Sorensen of Breda. Lenz sustained serious injuries and was transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital for treatment. And our top story from the past week, a South Central Calhoun High School junior was killed in an SUV and semi-crash on Tuesday morning. 16-year-old Kaylin Blessington was traveling on Highway 175 when she crossed into the path of an oncoming semi-tractor trailer. She was pronounced dead at the scene. And that does wrap up your Week in Review for Sunday, October 17th, 2021. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.